Well, good evening. I want to just thank you in advance for coming out to close out the hours of the Sabbath with me tonight. I want to share with you just a little bit about what we'll be doing while we're here. I hope that tonight, as we spend the next hour or so together, that this will be a very powerful spiritual experience for each one of us, that we will all sense that we are truly in the presence of God. When we walked through those doors into this room, we have come into the house of God. In Exodus 25, verse 8, we remember that he said, "Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." And tonight you've already heard some of the trials and difficulties that this fellowship here is going through. And I know that there are many of us in this room tonight who are going through our own trials and our own difficulties. And I want you to know that I want you to be encouraged this evening. And I plan on touching on many things that I hope will encourage your hearts in your spiritual walk. But as we begin, what I'd like us to do is come to the recognition that sometimes in a busy, hectic world in which we live, sometimes we need to pull aside from all of that busyness, and we need to simply just sit quietly and listen for that still, small voice. We need to simply be still and know that He is God. And I'd like for you to think on those things as you listen to the words of this song. You know, over the years, we've had the opportunity to travel to many different places. From about 1994 to 2000, we were in full-time ministry. And when we first began our music ministry and started traveling, we had some very close friends in Mount Shasta, California, and he had just purchased a 1974 MCI bus. Now, this is one of those old buses that people buy, you know, and generally they'll convert them. Well, we didn't go to the full extent of a conversion. What we did is we took all of the seats out in the back half of the bus. We installed a nice, beautiful plush carpet, and then we threw all these bean bags and everything. And then my family and I and our pianist, we began on a trek from California to Colorado. It's about a 20-hour drive in that bus. And guess who the driver of the bus was? I got the job. And it was very interesting because as I sat up front in that bus, everybody was all the way to the back and listening to their little, tape players or CD players or whatever they had and enjoying themselves reading books. And I was up there all by myself in the front of this bus, no radio, no nothing. And it suddenly dawned on me, you know, I could be using this for productive time. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, if you could bring a song to me that would touch the hearts and lives of people, that would be the greatest thing. And you know, I hardly got the words of that prayer out of my mouth, and the words and the melody of a song began coming to my mind. And I called for them to bring, now, this is taking you back in time, it was a cassette player. One of those, remember the little mini cassettes that were about this big? And they brought that little mini cassette player up to me, and some words and a melody would come, and I would sing them into the little cassette player. And after about 2 hours, I had completed this song. Well, then we pulled that big bus off to the side of the road, and we went down underneath in one of the bays, and we pulled out the keyboard, and we put it back up in the bus, and our pianist sat down Indian style on the floor, and he began putting together a beautiful piano arrangement to that song. And tonight I'd like to share with you, as you listen to the words of this song, if you get nothing else from this concert this evening, I hope that you realize the love that Jesus Christ has for you. I hope that you come to know Jesus as I have, and you can see what a friend he wants to be to both you and to me. Listen now to the words of I Want Them to Meet Jesus. See, if I'd had a pianist, they'd have been playing while I was talking. Gone right.
Hearts are filled with fear.
sing a verse of that song with me right now.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You know, this next song is one of my favorite songs, and it talks about the treasure of Jesus. You know, today we talked about when the gospel gets a hold of you, you are going to want to go out and share the treasure of Jesus with someone else. And you know, we all have different gifts, we have different abilities and talents, but every one of us has something that we can share with someone else. We all have a realm of influence, and each one of us can share with someone what Jesus has done for them. And I want you to be thinking about that now as you listen to the words of this song, The Treasure of Jesus.
Thank you.
wonder, how can I do that? How can I share the treasure of Jesus with other people? Have you ever had those times where you felt like, I am never going to be the kind of person that really reflects the character of Christ? You know, maybe I feel like I'm going along and everything's going all right and I'm doing okay, and then all of a sudden, you know, I get to the grocery store somewhere and somebody doesn't treat me exactly right. You know, you go in to buy something and you feel like that clerk is just not being real nice to you, and all of a sudden you sense a little bit of tension rising inside and you're not real happy with the way the conversation went as you walk out of the building. And you think to yourself, you know, Lord, I just don't think I'm ever going to get there. How are you ever going to transform me into your image and likeness? There's good news tonight. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you is able to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. You know, that's a promise that we need to hold on to, because there are times when we know that God has begun a good work in us, but sometimes we feel like it's kind of come to a halt. But no, he says, no, if I started a good work in you and you are willing, I'm going to complete that work until the day I come. And I want you to be encouraged now as you listen to the words of that song. This is one that you may have heard many, many years ago, but it's one of my favorites. He who began a good work in you. When you think back to those years when our children were young, and we were doing a lot of traveling with the music ministry, there were often times where I was working on songs and I didn't want people to know exactly what was going on. We lived in an old farmhouse that had an attic upstairs. It was kind of a finished off attic, but it was a place where the kids would go up and play during the day, had great acoustics. Now, how many of you love to sing? Okay, so you know how good it is in the shower. Well, this place was really good. The acoustics were incredible. So I used to love to go up there, and I'd take my guitar, you know, and I would work on music up there. I wrote many songs sitting up in the attic of that old farmhouse. But there was one in particular, and by the way, there's a very special person here with me today. That's my wife, Joni. And she's sitting right up there, and I think most of you met her today. Joni, if you'd stand up from behind the bars. I didn't put her in prison tonight, but she's helping out. And, you know, today is Joni's birthday. And so I thought maybe I'd invite you to join me and we'd sing happy birthday to her. Would you do that for me? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joni. Happy birthday to you. Now, the reason why I was telling you about that attic up in that old farmhouse is because there was a very special song that I was writing one time, and that song was for that lady. And I wanted to share it with her at a concert. I wanted that to be the first place that she ever heard it. So I was up there every night, and I would be working on this song. Now, the good news is they could hear noise upstairs, but they couldn't tell what was going on or understand words or anything. But she would come down, and she'd go, oh, I'd come downstairs, you know, after I'd been working on a while, and she'd go, oh, sounds like you're working on a new song. And I said, well, yeah, I am. And she'd say, well, what is it? I'd say, well, you know, I'm having trouble. It's not really coming together yet. And so, you know, I'd keep trying to say little things. And finally, I got the song finished. And we were doing a concert in Mount Shasta in a Baptist church. And that night, I got to introduce this song, and I got to dedicate it to her. And since it's her birthday, is it okay if I sing that for her and dedicate it to her tonight? But I want to share with you the impact that this song has had. The song is entitled, More Precious Than Rubies. And you know, in Proverbs 31 and verse 10, the Bible tells us, who can find a virtuous woman, for her worth is far above rubies. And you know, as we have shared this song over the years at many different places, there was a concert that I did in Tampa, Florida. And it was very interesting. I sang that song, and we used to have a video, not a DVD, a video. You remember those? We used to have a video, and we would play a video that had, you know, the track on the video, and I was playing, and we were over in Mount Shasta, and there was pictures of me playing my guitar on a stream, sitting on a rock, you know, and everything would flow together with the song, just like all these videos do, and all pictures of her and our family and the kids as they were, you know, different little things the kids were doing with her. And this song had a powerful impact. And you know, I don't want to just dedicate this song to Joni tonight. I want to dedicate this song to all of you ladies. And I would like to say before I sing it, husbands, if you're near your wife, Errol, maybe you need to move over. But if you're near your wife, maybe you'd need to take their hand or put your arm around them right now. Because the simple truth is, sometimes when we think about life, gentlemen, we look back and we think, you know, if I didn't have that woman by my side, where would I be today? And we were in Tampa, Florida. We were doing a concert, and a gentleman came to me at the end of the concert, and he said, you know, this morning when I came to church, I hadn't been to church in about 3 weeks. And he said, I was really waiting to hear a good sermon. He said, when I found out there was going to be a musical presentation, I was a little disappointed. He said, but as your concert progressed, and he said, and then when you got to that song that you wrote for your wife, he said, I knew that God had brought me here today for a very specific reason. He said, I'm an executive. And he said, I'm very busy in the business world. And he said, and I hardly see my wife in the evenings during the week. And he said, as I sat there listening to the words of that song, he said, I began to realize that it was time for me to reorder my priorities. He said, I sensed that God was telling me that I needed to make sure that I got my priorities in the right order, and that my wife knew where she stood in my life. And there have been many other situations where people have shared how this has touched their hearts. And so tonight, as you listen to the words of this song, I hope that it will have an effect on you too, because I truly believe that a virtuous woman is far more precious than rubies. Well, one of the other places that I worked on songs, as I shared with someone last night when I shared this particular song with them, was in the hallway at my house, on the floor. You see, when my kids were little, they conned me into believing that they wanted me to sit in the hallway on the floor and play my guitar and sing songs while they went to sleep. But I would mess up songs, you know, and in the middle I'd start over, and no one ever said anything. And then I began to realize, they don't care what I'm doing out here. They just want me sitting in front of this door like a guard, protecting them. So I began to take advantage of my time on that hallway floor. And this song that I want to share with you now is one of those songs that was written in that hallway. And the song is entitled Elijah's Song. And I want to encourage you tonight, if you are going through a trial in your life, I want you to know that the Bible is full of men and women who face discouragement. And Elijah is one of those great stories. You know, most of us remember that time when Elijah stood on the top of Mount Carmel, all alone it seemed, as he stood boldly for the Lord. But we don't often hear a lot about just a day or two later when Elijah was so afraid for his life that he fled into the wilderness. And he went off into a place all alone and he said, Lord, I'm not worthy of this. You might as well just take my life right now. He was probably the most depressed that a person could be. But you know, even in those moments of depression, God is still wanting to speak to our hearts. And sometimes, in the middle of this fast-paced and busy world, sometimes we just have to pull away and listen for that voice as he speaks, I am still here with you. If you will trust me, I will still lead in your life. Listen to the story of Elijah. Thank you. Tonight, do you know how much Jesus loves you? You know that he was willing to pour out all of heaven that you might have the opportunity to be saved. You know, this next song that I want to share with you is a song. It's entitled, He Counted the Cost. Jesus counted the cost before he made the decision to come down and to redeem you and me. The Father and the Son got together and they talked it over and made that decision that Jesus would come and lay down his life so that we might have the opportunity to be redeemed. And you know, when I wrote this song, the Lord was bringing these words to me, and the pianist that was working with me at the time was a young Asian guy, and he was very small. He had very small hands, but he was an incredible pianist. And you know, the thing that was incredible, and you'll see as this song builds, it gets really big and powerful as it progresses. And when I would sing this song for concerts, I could see him over on the piano bench, and he was so small, and his hands were so little, but he would literally be jumping up off of the bench and just bringing the power to the piano through this song. And when I would look over out of the corner of my eye and see that power, it would just make me want to sing with more power, and we would just both just be going, well, kind of crazy, actually. But I hope that as you listen to the words of this song, that you will realize how much God loves you tonight. And how much he longs to save you. And he loves you so much that even if just one of us in this room would have fallen into sin, Jesus made that choice that he would have laid down his life so that we might have the opportunity to spend eternity with him. Listen now to the words of He Counted the Cost.
Quiet day in the kingdom of heaven, the glory of God was shining throughout. As a father and son, they counseled together. I think we don't understand just how much love that God had for man, or how much the Savior was willing to give those who had fallen yet wanted to live. And he counted the cost and the price he must pay to save all mankind. There was only one way. The time had arrived, and the day it had come, when the Father would give his only Son. But the road would be long.
Save all mankind.
There will only one way.
Oh,
oh,
oh, oh.
You know, there's a song that I'd like for you to sing with me, and I hope you know it. It's one of my favorites. It's There's Power in the Blood. You know that song? The first verse, would you be free from the burden of sin? So let me hear you singing it now like you mean it. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Aren't you thankful for the power in the blood of Jesus? Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, I don't know about you, but there is a glorious hope that we have to be looking forward to. And you know, today as we were praying for some special needs of some of the physical things that are going on and the trials and struggles that we go through, and I'm sure that there are many of us in this room that we have gone through some kind of illness, we have lost someone to sickness, maybe we've lost a job. Aren't you looking for that day when there's no longer any more sorrow and pain and suffering? And you know, we have that encouragement to know. If you go to Revelation 21, remember John said, I saw a holy city coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her people. You know, on that day, after the millennium, Jesus, that city is going to come down, and sin and sorrow, death and suffering will never be again. And I'm looking for that day when there is going to be no more night, when we are going to only have the light of the Savior and our Heavenly Father to light up all of heaven and eternity. And I want you to be encouraged now as you listen to the words of this song, No More Night.
Earth and heaven.
thank you for coming tonight. And I just want to share one more song with you as we close. As we think about all the things that we've kind of covered tonight, there's one last thing that we want to just make sure that we've talked about a little bit. With all of the things that we have to look forward to, the future that Jesus has waiting for us, we just want to make sure that we're ready. Amen? And you know, when you think about it, the only thing that Jesus asks for is your heart. Because he knows that if you have surrendered your heart to him, that every area of your life will be in his hands. And I don't know about you tonight, but I know that I am praying that all that I am, all that I have, and all that I ever hope to be, I will lay it completely at the feet of Jesus and allow him to rule in my life and to make that miraculous change that he needs to make in me so that I can spend eternity in his glorious presence. Amen? Amen. Listen now as we close to All That I Am. Together as we close. Loving Father in heaven, we just thank you so much for this time to come into your presence as we close out the hours of this very special day that you have given us. And Lord, I just pray that as we have spent this time together, that there's been something that has been said or sung that has brought encouragement to each one in their walk. You know our individual needs, you know the individual trials and struggles of every heart here. And we just pray that as we go away from here tonight, we will go away with a renewed desire to stay close to you, to serve you in all that we do, and to make sure that our hearts are in harmony with yours so that we can be able to spend eternity with you in that land where there will be no more night, no more tears, no more sorrowing or suffering or pain or death. Lord, we thank you for that promise. We thank you for knowing that you will one day fulfill that promise very soon. And we thank you for all that you are doing in our lives, and we ask you to be with us now that we may live our lives according to your purpose, because we have asked it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again for coming out tonight. God bless.